Equanimity as a Brahmavihara. Brahmavihara is both Pali and Sanskrit for divine abode or heavenly place. Zohar Levi calls it good home, good place to live. So whenever we are dwelling within any one of those four, which are loving kindness, also called metta, M-E-T-T-A, compassion, also called karuna, sympathetic or also called appreciative or empathetic joy, Pali is mudita, or equanimity, upekka. Whenever we are dwelling in any one of these states or experiences or moments, it's a good place for the heart. And it can be cultivated deliberately. So we will weave in some of our earlier learning of equanimity as a factor of awakening, as a factor that brings us into liberation and ease, as that beautiful fruition of all the factors of awakening. We will weave some of that in, especially with the posture parts that we've been learning, grounded, balanced, a courageous poise, and a big view or perspective. We'll weave that body sense in. And then when we go to equanimity as a Brahmavihara, as we have with any of the other Brahmaviharas, we will then, once we've gotten stabilized for a little bit in our anchor, we will engage with some phrases. Now, here's the thing. There are numerous phrases for equanimity. You know, for loving kindness, for even compassion and appreciative joy, the repertoire, when you listen to others, when you read about it, the repertoire is not huge. They're very similar from teacher to teacher. But with equanimity, it's huge. And I think it's because equanimity has some challenges to it. The challenge comes and is supported by wisdom. The wisdom of the three characteristics. So remembering the three characteristics, I'm going to type this in the chat box. So we have impermanence. Oops. Impermanence, also called in Pali anicca. We have our stress or our suffering, and the better name for that, the better name for that is dukkha, which you've all heard me use, dukkha. Which refers to, so impermanence is straightforward, right? Things come and go. They arise and pass away. Ask anyone on the street, they'll say, of course, they know that. But do we know it in an embodied way? This is a deepening of our practice. When we understand impermanence, we understand all of these teachings. In terms of dukkha, we can start to appreciate dukkha as arising out of the truth of impermanence, of anicca. Because things arise and pass away, the good and the not so good, there's nothing we can hold on to. There's nothing reliable in this life. And that stresses the human mind. Now, children are much more easeful with it, but the adult human mind, we want some kind of sense of surety. Especially during a pandemic, we haven't got it. And a real deepening of our practice is what's called the understanding of dukkha. So we have to appreciate impermanence. We have to understand, as my teacher Beverly Yates says, we have to stand under the dukkha. It's not easy. Third characteristic, which people have the most trouble with, is the not-self or non-self characteristic. which is also known as anatta. Now, we can also understand this sense of not self as what Thich Nhat Hanh calls as interbeing. And another way to understand it is that everything is conditioned, that nothing stands alone. Anyway, conditioned. Nothing stands alone. Again, Zohar Levi does this wonderful demonstration in the meditation hall where she takes three sticks and she props them up against one another. And if you remove one stick, the whole thing falls apart. And so when we start to understand that who we are or whatever is arising in the moment is conditioned by a multitude of factors, we can appreciate that what's arising is not who I am. You already know about the not-self characteristic. It is the end of rain, which means not identified. It's not all of who I am. And having said that, the third of these three characteristics is usually the hardest to understand and appreciate and live from. And yet it is extremely liberating. So these are not concepts to be learned. They are actually truths to step into through practice. And it takes time. The equanimity factor within awakening, but especially as it's practice within the Brahma Viharas, is a deep expression of impermanence, of the truth of dukkha, that things are unreliable, of the truth of anatta, not self, that everything's conditioned, arises out of a multitude of conditions and causes, most of which are not under our control. So equanimity really comes from these, and it helps us cultivate the understanding of them, the living from them. So I hope that's helpful as we go through this. And I'll just pause the recording.